Episode 3139, What Can Balance and Boundaries Do for Your Health?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous day. And for those of you who might be in the path of the hurricane, our friends and family down south know we are praying for you. I want you, though, to pause if you do have a moment to really think about what you need to be doing for yourself in this new season. Because, yes, we're in hurricane season here in the U.S. Unfortunately, we've had other things happen in our lives. We've got school, Labor Day. You've got great sports, right? Bring on the college football. Come on, U.S. Open is happening. There are so many awesome things going on. You know, we've got a balloon festival coming soon to our town. What is your town doing, right? We are going. And at some point, we have to say, wait a minute. Do we need to break for a moment? What can balance and boundaries do for your health? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Whew, all right, we've had a mouthful already, so we're just going to dive in. The pressure to please people, have you ever been there? Can get us chasing more things in life than necessary. This can be detrimental when it comes to healthy living. So what can balance and boundaries do for your health? Now, as I'm sure you're aware, when it comes to healthy living, people pleasing can play a significant role. Can I get an amen to that? It does. But I know that's not usually on our radar when it comes to healthy living. We don't sit around thinking, gosh, you know, why am I really failing? Oh, it's because of this, 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 and this. And it has to do with people, not about what you're putting in your mouth, not about how much you're working out, not how much you're running, not about the cute workout clothes you think you need in order to start it all, right? Okay, come on, let's be real. But many individuals find themselves sacrificing their own needs and desires in order to gain the approval and acceptance of others. Whether right or wrong, let's look at this as a fact. And this fact can be one of the thorns in becoming your best selfie. Right? If this is always showing up for you, maybe you're not going to ever get to where you think you want to be, because when you think you've gotten there, there's a people pleaser that comes around the corner and you're like, oh. Now, you're not really thinking that, right? But you just do, and that doing makes you sacrifice other things that really shouldn't be sacrificed, right? Our priorities get all mixed up. I mean, it's just a mess. So whether it's constantly saying yes to every request, taking up extra responsibilities, or even compromising personal values, people-pleasing can have detrimental effects on your well-being. It happens every day. I know, been there, did that for way too long. And I don't want you to go down that road. So let's think about Sarah here. She's a hardworking professional. She's a mom who always goes above and beyond to please her colleagues and her family. And despite being overloaded with tasks, she finds it difficult to say no when her coworkers ask for help and when her family needs her. As a result, she often experiences high levels of stress and burnout, neglecting her own life balance. Sarah's desire to please everyone ends up taking a toll on her mental and physical health. Ever been down that road? Maybe you haven't gone all the way down the road, but maybe some of it. Maybe you're living that lifestyle right now. Well, if you want to overcome the guilt and shame associated with not pleasing others, you need to build from the ground up. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Build from the ground up. And when you do so, you are looking at what matters to you in the season you are in now. Hence, create your now. But a lot of us feel guilty about that. Now, I want to say this. Obviously, you got to take care of your kids, right? It's a responsibility. But there are some things that your kids kind of want you to do, but you really don't have the time to do it, or you don't have the bandwidth. Like, you're just already burning the candle at three different places. And if you insert another one, you're like, I'm going to explode. Like, I'm literally going to be a firecracker and I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want you to get to that point. And when you're starting school, right, you're getting into new routines, this is the time to look at your routine. And how can you set up that balance and boundaries to work for you, not against you, especially when it comes to people pleasing? Right? If you are out there and I'm sure you've got a heart of gold and you're like, yep, I'll volunteer. I'll bring and cook those homemade, you know, 3 or 4 dozen cookies. I gotcha. Okay, wait. You want me to be there at 6 o'clock? I'll be there. And you're like, well, how am I going to get all this done? And you got to still pick up 3 kids. You still got to make dinner. You got to take care of the dogs. Oh, wait, you've got 3 loads of laundry going, of which 2 have not even been folded. That's already out. So you've got 5 to deal with. I mean, come on, right? That's real life. And then your husband's like, what about me? And you're like, can you catch up on any of this stuff? And he's like, well, I'm doing my thing. What are you doing? And it's not about this whole idea of, well, you're better than me or I'm better than you. Sometimes we just have people that are better at saying no. And they know the boundaries. And they find their balance. Now, this is not about comparison. This is about looking at you, your reflection. So if you are going to build from the ground up, so you kind of shush the idea of people pleasing, and really focus on where you need to focus on. Number one, guess what you have to do? Set the boundaries. And I mean seriously. Establish clear boundaries. Not, I'll see. The answer is no, unless if you really have time. And if somebody asks you to do something and you don't know if you have time or you don't have your calendar, say, I will get back to you. I must look at my calendar before I say yes, and I must talk to my spouse, or I need to talk to my kids. We may have, like, you don't owe anybody an explanation. Why do we feel guilty that we have to, you know, like say, oh, well, I can't do this because of the wonderful things I am. Okay, I changed that tune, didn't I? I did. Because it kind of sounds that way. It's all because of the wonderful things that I'm doing. Because it's all about me. Is it really? No, it's not. Pretty soon, you're going to be somewhere else that you shouldn't be. So establish clear boundaries to maintain a healthy balance. This means learning to say no when necessary and prioritizing yourself. By clearly communicating your limits and needs, you then train others how to treat you and respect your boundaries. If you don't put boundaries on what you need to happen, right? If you're just living your life limitless, like I can do it all, you're going to break. In one way or another, you will. Okay, and I don't ever want anybody to get to that point. Number 2, practice self-compassion. This is hard. Instead of constantly seeking external validation, which in all honesty, we all do. Come on, that's another amen. It's important to cultivate self-compassion. Being kinder to yourself and accepting that it's impossible to please everyone all the time can help you release the guilt and shame associated with not meeting others' expectations, right? Dr. Kristen Neff at the University of Texas supports this idea that self-compassion can lead to increased resilience and overall well-being. We need to be nice to ourselves. We need to extend ourselves grace. Most of the time, we're doing it to everybody else, right? We're better to a stranger than we are to our own self. Not good. And finally, number 3, focus on authenticity. Now, I know you're thinking, Christine, this has nothing to do with health, wellness. Like, I'm not losing weight. I'm not gaining muscle. You're not telling me to work out. No, I'm telling you to work out other things so other things can work out. How do you like that one? So focus on authenticity. Embracing your true self allows you to build genuine connections and attract people who appreciate you for who you genuinely are. Seeking approval from others can lead to inauthenticity and an overall dissatisfaction with your life. Who wants that? No one wants a failure report card every single day, right? We do that enough to ourselves. Why do we need to like say, hey, come on, this is for sale. Come beat me up with your words and what you don't like about me. Don't sit there and advertise things like that. By embracing your unique qualities and values, you can cultivate meaningful relationships and live a more fulfilling life, but you have to learn to be you. And when you stop trying to please others and instead look first at the reflection in the mirror, you can expect significant progress in various aspects of your life. Your stress, number 1. Now, I get it. You may be saying, Christiane, but I still need to lose that weight. I get all of that. But if you don't have boundaries and you don't create balance in your life and make it to where you are not literally burning the candle, like creating little holes. I mean, do you remember the wax candles way back when? I know now we have flameless candles. I'm still an old fashioned girl. I love my flamed candles, so to speak. But you know, it would be fun. And I can remember, I know this sounds really strange, candlelight services at church. My dad being a minister, yeah, I dealt with a lot of those. And so we would get up so early and I would go and help them like set up for the next service. And so some of the candles would break and you would have some of the wax kind of in between, you know, and sometimes it would be broken in like two or three parts. And when it's broken in that many parts, it's like you can just kind of insert a match and kind of heat it up. And then what are you doing? You're not just burning the candle at one or two ends. You're burning the candle all over. You got to slow down in order to speed up. By setting boundaries, you create space for self-care. You allow yourself to grow for that physical and professional, personal development. This in turn leads to improved mental and physical well-being. And then when you give yourself permission to be you, it allows you to build a compassionate foundation with yourself and stronger relationships with others based on mutual respect and understanding. That, my friend, is the best report card you can ever get, is when you can take care of yourself to give more to others. So as you prioritize yourself and your needs, you are more capable of making choices aligned with your values, leading to the life you really want to live overall. Living your days where you're constantly under pressure to be everything to everyone is going to put you 6 feet under faster than other things you are doing in life, because it becomes an internal battle that you never get a break from. Hence, go back to the candle. Literally, you are literally burning the entire candle. So start caring for yourself before someone else dressed in blue scrubs has to. Let that sit there for a minute, because it's not easy what you have to do. I get it. And there is a lot of stress out there. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of this. You've got to do this. You've got to be this in order to become this. My friend, I want you to know that, yes, you're going to need to improve yourself. That comes over time. It doesn't happen overnight. But remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You cannot live a limitless life and be your best selfie. You cannot. And I know, because I've tried many, many, many times for years and years and years. And not only did it almost take me out, yeah, I did end up going multiple times. We'll leave that for another episode, where the blue scrubs were having to take care of me. I had red flags popping up like, come on, Christiane, pay attention to this guy. I was like, come on, are you not listening to me? And I wasn't. And it was wrong of me. And I kept doing and doing. And not only did it not only destroy me, but it also totally almost wrecked our marriage and our family. The one thing that I thought I was doing everything for. It's a big, huge wake-up call. People pleasing is a death sentence. That's just what it is. And I don't hear very many people talking like that, but I'm going to tell it to you straight. You have got to be oh so careful. I don't care who you're trying to people please. Seriously, I don't care if it's your spouse. And if it's you, well, we've got some other things then to deal with too. Because what you see in the mirror, well, there's some other issues there. So where are you today? Are you willing to start caring for yourself before someone else dressed in blue scrubs has to? Seriously. I know I am. I've changed some things. Believe it or not, I've made sleeping a priority. Yes. My bedtime is no later than 11 o'clock. Most of the time I make it. I've been doing really, really well. I think I'm like almost on 3 weeks. That's huge for me. That's huge. What is it for you? And see, I was trying to do everything for everybody else. I mean, seriously. And that's why I'd be up to 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Because I was doing everything for everybody else. Now I sit here and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to get all my stuff done by a certain period of time. And then I can do everybody else's stuff. And then I can prioritize it. And then they kind of have to tell me what they need in advance. So I can plan a little bit and make arrangements. You will love your days more, right? If you start caring for yourself before someone else dressed in blues has to, you will love your days more because you are doing less people pleasing. My friend, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Hey, be safe out there with the hurricane coming. We're praying for you. We'll talk to you soon. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.